The streets of New York City provide a stage for performers to hawk their talents for money. They put out a hat or leave open a guitar case and hope for the best. But at a hospital in Brooklyn, it's not spare change artists perform for, it's health care. From member station WFUV, George Bodarkey reports.
I usually make eyes out of buttons and things.
Pretend you're blindfolded, walking the halls of a hospital. What's going on? It's not a new type of plastic surgery. In a playroom in the pediatric unit at Brooklyn's Woodhull Medical Center, visual artist Betsy Kelleher is teaching a small group of children in hospital gowns how to make sock puppets.
I'm going to cut a little oval.
It's part of a pilot program at the public hospital called Artist Access. For each hour she spends showing kids how to bring hosiery to life, Kelleher earns credits for health care. An hour of work allows an artist to bank $40 toward future medical needs. Kelleher says since working in Lower Manhattan after 9/11, her asthma has become more problematic. So she jumped at the chance to take part in the Arts Exchange program.
My income goes up and down, and I do exhibit and I do sell, but it's not always the most fruitful times, and so when things are at a lull, it gets hard to pay doctors for everything you need.
Kelleher is the first artist to bring her skills to Woodhull, but the hospital's medical director and the man behind Artist Access, Dr. Edward Fishkin, says there are many acts to follow. He says the hospital gets about 10 calls a day from interested artists.
Once the proposals were left to the artists, they came up with wonderful, very creative ideas.
Visual artist Halima Cassells heard about the Artist Access program through emails from fellow artists. Cassells now has health insurance, but can relate to artists without coverage.
When I was pregnant, I didn't have any insurance. I wasn't working. I was enrolled in a program that they have for pregnant women, and I was on Medicaid, but that expired 6 weeks after I gave birth.
Even though she doesn't need the health care credits, Cassells is still lending her talents to Woodhull. She's creating a mural of smiling faces for the pediatric unit. If Cassells is looking for inspiration for her mural, she might want to peek in on visual artist Betsy Kelleher's sock puppet session.
How could we make a nose? What about all these things in here? Do you see anything you might be able to make a nose out of?
Despite their ailments, the children are smiling. 14-year-old Christina Cook was taken to the hospital with pains in her side. She's creating a monkey out of a brown sock.
You don't have to really think about what the doctors have to do. I've been worried because they said I might have to have surgery, so I'm scared. So now it's taking my attention for the puppets.
If the Artist Access program continues to do well in previews, officials hope to expand it to all of New York City's public hospitals. For NPR News, I'm George Bodarkey in New York.